Okay, here's what you'll be learning to create with this free lesson and source file. I take you from start to finish in making your own draggable windows. What's cool about these is the user cannot drag the window, so it's like an operating system window or a program window to where they can access things inside of the window and they work. But the only thing draggable is the drag bar that we designate on top. And that text that we put doesn't affect the drag, because we put a little code in there to stop that from affecting the drag, and everything is cool. You can click and go online. It's great. Okay, so you can get the free source file and all the know-how from this video, but the free source file is at develop.php in the Flash tab. Enjoy. Okay, the first thing we want to do is create new ActionScript 3 file. We're going to set our stage properties to maybe about 700 and 500. It's okay. Let's move this up a bit. Okay, now let's go into Fireworks or whatever graphics program you're working in. And I have a couple of little shapes here that I'm going to combine. Let's just group those together, Control G. Now I'm going to have the texture on this, that image behind there. I'm going to use this image back there just to better illustrate what we're doing here. So let's bring in that image. So in Fireworks, just highlight that, press Control C, and in Flash, Control V. You can just paste it right in as movie clip, current frame. Okay, now let's get it right in the middle somewhere in there. That looks good. Okay, now let's give that an instance name. Let's bring up the properties menu here, or panel, and let's give it an instance name of rect. Stands for rectangle, and that's what we'll refer to it in the code as, so we can connect to it. Now we're going to grab that bar that we made here, and then we can manipulate it. You can also make this thing in Flash, but I figured since I was in Fireworks making my getting this image, I would make my bar there too. So let's go ahead and get the alpha down on that. That looks great, 68%. Now what I'm going to do is give that one an instance name of drag bar. This is going to be the item that the user's mouse would grab to drag. We don't want them to drag the window. We want to give it like a Windows operating system, some kind of operating system or Windows program functionality, to where when they drag this thing, it only drags by the top bar, the drag bar that we just designated there. Okay, so now that we've designated the item to be our drag bar, we gave it an instance name of drag bar. And all we need is a window now, so we can take a rectangle. Just gonna do this quick. Let's say it looks like that. And let's give it an edge, gray, a little bit darker, and white fill. Let's bring the fill down on that white, the alpha down on the white, just a little bit, right there. Looks like the positioning's good. Alright, so now you can take both of those items by holding select. You can grab both of them. As you select, you hold down the shift key and right click both of them, convert to symbol. Let's call it window 1. That's the instance name we're going to give it to. In the library, it's named window 1, and now here it's going to be named instance named window 1. Alright, so now we have window 1 movie clip, rect behind it, and that's going to be like our drag boundaries. And if you wanted, you can put this alpha all the way down on that. Just make a simple movie clip, and that way your boundaries wouldn't show, but you would have boundaries, you get it? Okay, so we have our window 1, we have our rect, this is our boundaries, this is our draggable item now, this whole window, but the only thing that is going to be drag enabled is this bar here. Let's make this 347. There we go. Only this drag bar here. That's why we made it a movie clip first and instance named it drag bar. And that's inside of window 1. Okay, so now we can put in the code and la-di-da-di. Have a good time. Let's move this thing up a little. Let's make a new layer. Let's call it AS3 for ActionScript 3. This works in CS3 or CS4. Let's go call this one Elements. You can layer your stuff out however you need. Put multiple windows and such, whatever. Okay, so let's go up to our ActionScript 3 layer, highlight that keyframe, and press F9 to open our Actions panel where we type in our code. And everything has an instance name. Now I'm going to pop in a few lines here, and I'm going to explain them. Then we'll scratch code the rest by hand. Now what we have here is we're claiming variables, and these are all number variables, lines 1 through 6 here. They're all number variables. We want to attain some numbers. So what we do is, first one we're attaining is the image width, and that's window 1. You see how we get window 1's width property and value, and we place that into a variable called image width. Same thing with image height. So this window right here, the height and the width, no matter what it is getting evaluated in the code here when these two lines run. And they're getting placed, those values of width, the window width and the window height are getting placed into these variables here. That way we can use them and do some math. Okay, so the next set of variables, the rect width and the rect height, is just what it sounds like. It's a rectangle, this big guy in the back. It's that rectangle's width and height values are going to be packed into these little variables. Now the next two lines, 5 and 6, are the rect's x and y positioning, where it actually is residing on stage, which you can make movie clips dynamically and make them reside any way you want if you're using dynamics, but I just thought it'd be easier for this method and quicker to show you guys how to make the manual bounds, drag bounds. Okay, so now we have the rect's y position and the rectangle's x position, so we know exactly where it's sitting, and that would be x and y. Let's make these even numbers, 10 and 11. Let's just put it at 10 and 10. Okay, so it's sitting at x of 10 and a y position of 10 as well. Alright, now the next two lines are, we do some math to correctly make the bounds, because we can't just make this the bounds without recognizing the size of this object and doing the math accordingly to make everything stick to its boundaries and not drag over where we want it to be able to drag, if that makes sense. So what we do is we get two more variables, and in these variables we are gathering we're doing subtraction of the rectangle's width, this width right here, and this width right here. We're subtracting this little one from this big one, you see? Minus the little image width. Then rect's height minus the little image height. And that's going the vertical direction now. So you see what that does? It gives you proper bounds. Okay, now let's code the rest of this bad boy out. We're going to apply the variable numbers with the math that we attained, or with the values we attained, to the rectangle. The reason why we wanted all of those values, so now we can easily apply it to the drag arguments. When we write out the drag function, we'll put in a couple of arguments, and one of them will be these boundaries, and I'll show you that. Let's go type in var. Let's call this bounds rect, and let's give this its object as rectangle equals new rectangle. If I can speak spell it. Let's put a space there. Now here we're going to put the boundaries. You see how this, if you have the code hints come up, it tells you X numbers, the Y, the width, the height. You see what it says? Okay. So let's close those parentheses, put in the semicolon. Now the first thing we want was the X. So let's get the rect X and the rect Y is going to be the next value. And the bound, the bound width and the bound height is going to be, have to go here. And that's it. Now it has all four boundary values that it needs in this variable called boundsRect. And that we're going to use that in the arguments of the start drag function. So now let's make the drag event listener. So let's say window 1, because that's the item that we want to access inside of. So we have a movie clip called window 1 sitting there. Now we want to access the drag bar, and this is how we get this functionality, is not letting them drag window, because if we let them drag window, that means if they grab here, for instance, and they drag, or say they want to click a button, it's not going to work. You have links in there, buttons, any kind of interactivity going on in the window, it won't work. So you have to make it to where they can just drag the top. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so we say window1.dragbar, and we just use the dot to go inside. You see? There's drag bar. So that's what that dot's doing. window1.dragbar. Now we're referring inside of that movie clip and communicating to drag bar, and we're going to add an event listener, and this is going to be mouse event of mouse down. So when they put their mouse, when they click, well, not when they click, but when they, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, when they hold down their mouse to drag something, their left mouse key or button. Sorry, I can't talk, I turn retarded. Let's call this function drag window 1. Drag window 1. Let's make that W uppercase. There we go. Now let's type out that function. Function drag window 1, void, open the curly brace, close the curly brace, and there's a nice little function nest. Here we have to put our mouse event. We say event is colon mouse event. Alright, now we have a nice function nest. And inside of this, we just want to claim the start drag on window 1. So let's type in window1.startDrag, and this is what you use when you want to drag things. And the arguments here is false and boundsRect. And here we add those boundaries. There you go. BoundsRect. Close that off. And close that off. Actually, we already closed it off. Okay, so now we have our dragging function. Let's see what happens if we press Control Enter. That's nice. You see how that opaque is really nice, that opaque effect on your graphics. But you see it won't let go because we haven't coded that in yet. Okay, there's just a couple of lines left and then you're done. So what we'll do is have the, we need event listeners for when they let go of the mouse. We want them to stop, the drag function to stop, so we use the stop drag function, and we also want it to stop dragging when they move their mouse outside of the bar, the drag bar. So say they drag it all the way down to the bottom and their mouse goes into the window, it's going to stop dragging altogether they would have to grab the bar again. Okay, so let's put in those last few lines here. This is going to be window 1. Let's grab that instance name. Put event listeners on it. Dot add event listener. And this one is going to be, let's just grab all of this. And let's modify it a bit. This is mouse event, but this one is going to be mouse, let's say mouse up, and we'll also do a mouse out. Let's call this drop. Drop window 1. Makes sense. Duplicate that line, and very simply just turn up into out. There, now you have mouse up and mouse out being listened to on the drag bar. Now all we need is a little function of drop window. This is simple. Drop window. Let's get this right here, because it's also a mouse event. We can just borrow that instead of typing it all out again. Close that nest off. And this one is going to be stop drag. STOP. And you don't put any arguments in there. Alrighty. Let's see, window 1, we have to claim drag bar there as the event listener, or the item that we want this event listener on is the drag bar inside of the window. So that should do it. Let's press Control Enter. Now when we drag and we let go, it's perfect. Go down to the bottom, our mouse goes off of the drag bar, mouse out of the drag bar, it also stops the drag, which is the exact functionality you want. And the bounds work just nice. Beautiful. So it's kind of like Windows program functionality. And the little programs. And you can take whatever you like. Let's see, let's put some items inside. Well, I'll just put a couple of things inside on my own and then I'll show you. It works. Okay, I put some stuff inside of the window. I'll double click and go inside. Here's our drag bar. You can see I put text on top of the drag bar. And ordinarily, if you were to do that, it would disable the drag on that area. So you can make a dynamic text and give it the property of mouse enabled false. That way when they drag, they can still drag the whole bar and the text there won't affect. And if there might be a way to do that with the static text, but I usually do it with dynamic text because I'm dynamically rendering what that is saying. But anyhow, here's a regular button, there's a little picture, a drop shadow on it, and here's a link. So those are examples of things that you can place in there. And it works really nice because there's no way they can drag the window, but they can use the items inside the window. They drag the top bar, just like a Windows window or an operating system window.